This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Steve Pachenik is going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next segment to cover the waterfront. You don't want to miss that, believe me. And remember, without you spreading the word, we don't reach anybody, and this dog doesn't hide. But right now, I want to talk about preparedness, and I want to talk about being ready. I went out 12 years ago and found the best, highest quality company that was getting great reviews to be our storable food sponsor. And then about 6 years ago, they said, hey, just you can private label it, and then you can even get a bigger discount with us and sell the food at the lowest price anywhere. Now, since then, they've become the biggest storable food company in the world, definitely the biggest in the United States. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. We have their full catalog at the lowest prices you're going to find. They're my Patriot with their Ready Hour food. Now, I just busted open one of the crate containers today with some of the food we have here at the office to spur of the moment to show you this, because they don't just have a lot of staples in there. They have a lot of really tasty things in there, like chocolate pudding, Southwestern rice, orange energy drink mix, buttermilk pancakes, mac and cheese. And even Vice and others have gone and gotten the mac and cheese and other stuff and said, man, this is really, really good. Yeah, folks, and it's on average about five times cheaper than you're going to find for products in grocery stores. And the point is, it comes in these big sealed tote containers. It lasts 25 years, and then it's in vacuum-sealed containers inside that. And then let me show listeners. I actually forgot to do this. Get back in here. It's got these oxygen packs in there as well, so water doesn't get into it and cause any problems. So Trump's saying he's going to ignore the NIH run by the WHO, who says we can never reopen, but communist China already is. He knows that's causing mass death in the third world, a total depression here. But if Trump is not successful getting it fully reopened because the public's so scared and won't go to stores, because the governor said stores could open a few weeks ago, nobody's there. Places aren't really reopening. And everybody's so neurotic and so into fear, I'm really concerned. And all the economic numbers are coming in. They're hellish. So with them trying to start race riots and the craziness of the election and the wars and the quickening around the planet, everybody needs to get storable food now so that you have that checkbox covered. To be ready and be prepared. Have a rural place to go. Have family you can work with. Have a place where they're working well. Have firearms. Know how to use them. Have a relationship with God. Have your gut and spirit ready. That's most important. Having basic skills to know how to skin a buck, run a trot line. These are all important. But having the food covered. Having a good water filtration system like the Alexa Pure Breeze from the same company. And the Alexa Pure water filtration system. That is all critical. And again, I just busted open one of these packs, and it's got a 72-hour kit in it, emergency food shortage. And this package is filled with a whole bunch of little packs for you to be able to take care of yourself and your family. Look at these. Creamy chicken rice, black bean soup, home-style potato soup, mac and cheese. You can just throw one of these in the back of your Jeep or your truck, and you and two or three other people can go out for the weekend and feed yourselves and take care of yourselves, or you take care of yourself for a lot longer, I think, than 72 hours. And again, this has good ingredients in it, high quality, tastes great, and that's important. And you want all the little tasty things as well. I just randomly opened one of these tubs up and had all the little kind of tasty goodies in it. A lot of the other staples are in the other ones. But while you still can, because we're going into the quickening right now, have this checkbox covered. Know you've got it in your attic. Know you've got it in your basement. Know you've got it out at your farmhouse. Know you buried it. Whatever you do, and have it so that you're prepared and you're ready. And it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. This is insurance you can eat. The only way you lose is by not taking action. So get prepared. The grasshopper doesn't prepare. It dies in the winter. The ant prepares. We'll be back with Dr. Steve Pachenik. On the other side, he's laughing at my joke about it. It's true. I like that shirt. Very nice. You can see his shirt on the other side. You can see my cool hair. Look at that. My stylist took hours to get ready. Stay with us.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally the cellular level understanding. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number 3 today. Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to be joining us here in a moment. But I wanted to play this clip again of the president talking about human scum, criminal elements of the globalist deep state, trying to overthrow the election and President Trump, and how it's all starting to come out. And Comey putting out this tweet to his people saying, stay in place, keep the overthrow going, stop the American people. It's just so criminal. And then they've still got stay-behind networks in the FBI beavering away, trying to bring down President Trump and those that are seen as his most ardent supporters. This is a campaign of terrorism, racketeering, in my view, going on by the Democratic Party and their operatives masquerading as government agents. Here's the president yesterday talking about it.
Get your reaction to some breaking news. The Justice Department has decided to dismiss the case against Michael Flynn. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that was happening at this moment. I felt it was going to happen just by watching and seeing like everybody else does. He was an innocent man. He is a great gentleman. He was targeted by the Obama administration. And he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid. A big price should be paid. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. What they did, what the Obama administration did, is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before in the history of our country. And I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot. They're scum. They're human scum. This should never have happened in this country. A duly elected president. And they went after him by going after fine people. And those fine people said, no, I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. He's not the only one. There are many of them. And they all said, I can't lie. They could have said something like, oh, make up a lie. Trump loves somebody or something or some country. And they said, oh, you wouldn't have any problem. That's what they were trying to do. And it's a disgrace. The Obama administration, Justice Department was a disgrace. And they got caught. They got caught. Very dishonest people. But much more than dishonest. It's treason. It's treason.
It's treason, which it is. And they even had a former CIA agent who's a Democrat. I'll maybe cue that up for next segment, saying that Comey, if found guilty, needs to be executed. All I know is I don't want anybody to get executed. I want them to stop trying to overthrow the election and set up a police state. Here, that's what I want. Dr. Steve Pachenik of StevePachenik.com is a best-selling author, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy as one of his main sources. Of course, in psychological warfare, the State Department ran a lot of the most famous kidnapping and hostage situations, and he's done psychological warfare operations and regime change, and he's an MD and PhD and an American psychiatrist from the State Department official, and he also came on the broadcast first 12 weeks ago and said COVID's already been there since last year. That's now confirmed. And so here to cover the waterfront is Dr. Steve Pachenik. I could ask a lot of questions, go a lot of places, but First off, it looks like we're in a civil war with the deep state. They're not stopping. They're not going away. What do you see happening in the next few weeks and months, Dr. Pachenik?
Well, let me put it this way. Number one, it's not as desperate as you might think. Flynn was released because I and others in military intelligence said months ago, and I said it in your show and in other shows, under no condition will Flynn be incarcerated for anything. In other words, what was coming out is the fact that military veterans would not allow this to happen. The message got through to the Department of Justice, in particular Barr, who's been in the CIA, understands exactly what we were saying from a military point of view. This will not be tolerated under any condition. Flynn was subsequently exonerated. Secondly, we in the military and the intelligence community support Trump. There's no question if, and but. But what's happened since you and I have talked, and I said from the beginning in January, we had to get rid of Fauci, we had to get rid of CDC, and this was a coronavirus where I had the pneumonia, other people already had it, and the system was broken. But let me go into more specifics. You've been called to New York. I have been banned by certain people. Four power centers arose very quickly in the United States, none of which anybody understood. One was Nancy Pelosi, totally accumulated power without bringing the House of Representatives together. She has been the most powerful speaker in the United States. Not one congressman has shown up. Secondly, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York State. Thirdly, Blasio, both saying that we will have vaccines, we will have martial law. And lastly, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Gallo. What do we have in common? I'm not a racist. All of them are Italians. All of them came from what we call the Italian fascist background. Nancy was born of a father who was ruthless, and I knew of him in Baltimore. Tony was born of a middle-class family, but was trained by the Jesuits to be ruthless, manipulative. There's no accident that Tony and I were friends in the beginning, but then when I provided $16 million for the AIDS examination under Henry Waxman, Tony went out and self-promoted himself. I have never seen a doctor, forget he's not a scientist. He was not trained at Harvard or MIT in science. He knows nothing about science. He's just a simple medical doctor who was pretty good as a clinician. But in terms of Machiavelli, he can equal Nancy Pelosi, Benito Mussolini. He has, under his auspices, talked to every reporter, every media, constantly, as if this were Benito Mussolini saying to you, we're going to unify, but you can't go outside, because if you go outside, you're going to kill other people. Nonsense. That was absolute nonsense. And the henchmen in New York State, you had Cuomo giving you advice and psychotherapy while his brother, an idiot, was in the basement. And de Blasio, another idiot, basically said, everybody here will remain in the house. There will be no people going out. What happened is the four power centers came up and defied President Trump. Those power centers, by chance, are also Democratic. By chance, they've been there 20 to 30 years, and Trump has done the best he could. Everybody was criticizing Kushner. No, he did the best that he could with what he had. Everybody was criticizing Pompeo. By the way, he is Italian, but he's done a great job. We have a great Italian governor in Florida who knew exactly when to release the people from protection in house sitting. And this is where we are right now. Is there an attempt to overthrow Trump? There is. Will it succeed? No. Because the body politic of America understands very well. I told you where the power centers are, the South, Southwest, the Midwest. We would not tolerate any attempt by the Democrats of the major cities to take over the power. As it is now, I want to take away the powers from Pelosi, from Fauci. I have asked for months that Fauci not be put in the presence. I have asked for months that de Blasio and Cuomo be restricted. They will defy Trump. But at present, no. It's mobilized all of us veterans. It's mobilized all of us in the intelligence community to say, you're not going to take down Trump. If anything, he's going to be reelected. Here you have Biden, totally senile. And then he has to pick a vice president. Let's see what happens.
Stay right there. You were on here 10 months ago when I got banned again on Facebook, when they banned even saying nice things about me, was the new ban. They said Attack Alex Jones was the new ban. You said he's clearly having dementia. Well, now everyone admits that. When we come back, I want to talk about how you see the election playing out, other tricks that the globalist deep state ally with China might take, Trump really getting on a war footing with China. I think that's a positive thing. And really leveling with the American people about what we're facing. I know you're confident. That's great. You know, because confidence, you breed confidence. But I got to tell you, the Democrats in the deep state behind the scenes are just reckless. And even if they're going to be defeated, they can't just be allowed like loose cannons to continue to try to blow the country up, in my view.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Strategist. He's here. He's also a best-selling author, the brains behind a lot of the plots for Tom Clancy's best-selling books and movies. And let's look at big picture. I mean, obviously, Trump is a pragmatist. He's pro-America. He didn't like seeing one-sided trade deals with China. He's done the best job he could. I mean, in fact, he's done a better job than I could imagine, knowing all the treason and the traitors and what he's working with. How does he, with 178 days, how do we defeat the narrative that he didn't respond right to COVID? Every death is his fault. We know in the blue cities and states they're coding deaths from other things for COVID to get the money. I think he demands a prosecution of those people. I mean, look what Cuomo's doing. Look at the Democrats like leeches making money. He's got to go on the offense. Barr's got to go on the offense. Durham, we've heard all this talk. Now is the time. They shouldn't wait till July or August. They need to drop the hammers now and start the prosecutions now and go on the offense.
I agree with you, but remember one thing. You never want to correct your enemy's mistake, as Bonaparte once said. I do not want to correct the mistakes of the Democrat, the Faucis and the Pelosis and the liberal states. I want them to continue. In turn, what has been going on, and Trump understood this, and we understand this in the deep state or the intelligence service, Trump's swung around and made an overture to China. As a result of that overture, when in fact everybody was talking about potential war, Trump said, not anymore. We're going to open up business with China. We're going to bring back our factories. We're going to start up the factories here, and we're going to have a trade agreement. Guess what happens? The economy speaks the loudest, even during the unemployment.
No, I get the pivot. Instead of saying war with China, after he already brings out the stick, then he brings out the carrot, and that brings up the markets.
Now you got it. And never underestimate the power of the economy of America and our ability to go back online and produce economic and psychological wealth. This is where we're formidable. We're based on entrepreneurship. So
you're saying Trump is the man, even though they say decades of wealth's been lost. It's all basically still, if we get it turned on soon, it's still all what we believe in. It still is intellectual. It still is confidence. And there's still time to turn it back on.
You got it. Basically, you're an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. 80% of America have their own businesses. You saw that brave woman in the salon saying, I'm not going to go to jail. And the judge, who has a pension and is a political appointment, like all of them, Nancy Pelosi, Fauci, all of them are political.
By the way, shouldn't these idiots that never had a real job and are never generated wealth know that if the small businesses go under, their pension's going to be worthless?
No, because they don't care. They have been spoiled. They have been entitled. And this is what we created. What you're seeing now is not the disappearance of the American entrepreneur class or capitalism. What you see is the eventual death of bureaucracy, Pelosi, Fauci.
So you're saying their attempt to hijack us and hold us hostage, you believe is going to blow up in their face and bring them down?
Self-destructive, Alex. I said it 6 months ago. Now Trump understands we have to move fast. And by the way, I have to give credit to Mike Pence, who turned out to be incredibly effective as an executive. In the beginning, I had my doubts. I expressed it. But now I know for sure not only will we come back with Trump, we will come back with Mike Pence right after Trump. And after Pence, we will have another 8 years. Let me explain something to you. America is fundamentally a republic based on American values that you and I know. It's the Second Amendment. It's the First Amendment.
And aren't you saying we have to end the Democratic Party and create a new Second Party? The Democratic Party is a criminal, anti-American, just cesspit. I don't see how we ever, that party has to be gotten rid of.
You want to know, you don't have to do it. It's like having a cesspool and you just let the cesspool fester there. Nancy Pelosi has been self-destructing. She was standing in front of a freezer talking about ice cream when people had no food and nowhere to go. You talk about Fauci saying, no, we're going to have another epidemic. Let me explain what
we
really
totally see. Disconnected, saying it's okay, stay at home forever when people don't even have money to feed their kids, and she's standing in front of a $20,000 refrigerator.
Correct, but what's even worse is Fauci and no one else talked about the fact we have an increase in TB. 6.3 million people are going to develop tuberculosis. 1.3 will die. We have an increase in opioid crisis. 50% of a town, Franklin, Ohio, is now without any drugs whatsoever.
Suicide's exploding.
Exactly. So this is what Fauci, the Democratic Party, has done. All you have to do, Alex, is put those numbers out there for TB, narcotics, alcoholism, 600,000, coronary artery disease, 600,000. And that's all you have to say. And the American people understand it. We go back to work. That's the background of what we're about. Europe will take a lot longer. I mean, there's been the model with Sweden. It is not a model. England was supposed to have herd immunity. That did not work. In effect, we will not have a vaccine because we don't have a vaccine that works. Fauci has never created an entity or product that was effective. The AIDS issue is nothing to do with Fauci. It was $16 million I gave from Henry Waxman to Tony. And the rest of it was he was a disaster. Tony has repressed all kinds of legitimate research underneath him and put away a woman in jail. I don't know why. But the more important issue now is let the enemy self-destruct, and they're doing it beautifully. Let us just move around as we did and get to the major points we want. The economy is coming back. The stock market will come back. The jobs are coming back in the thousands. All kinds of companies are saying we're hiring right and left, and they're going to be hiring. So that's what we need.
Well, I guess I get a distorted view because I'm run by a Democrat Party cesspit. Austin is now the escape valve for all the locusts out of California and other areas. I'm not saying everybody's bad in California, but the very worst are fleeing. And the businesses are told by the governor, reopen. They're all too scared to do it, and everything's falling apart here. But I guess it's true. Most of the deaths, the collapse, the blue cities will only make themselves exodus zones, I guess. And then the red cities that are open will then bloom. It's like you said, I'm not a psychiatrist like you, but what is up with this self-destruction?
Well, because that was inbred in them. By the time Nancy, she's in her late 70s, she's been in the business of manipulating and forcing others to do what she wants. Now she had total power. When you have a woman who's not totally there mentally, has total power, she will self-destruct. Her narcissism, her self-sense is already on a road to destruction. Not one congressman has come back. She doesn't need them. In contrast, what we have is here in the South, even in the Florida North, we're a Baptist community, Christian community, gun-toting. Everybody's working. We're working here. The places that don't work are the places like University of Florida, where the doctors need to wear masks.
I also love how when the grocery stores don't have meat, suddenly all over the South and everywhere else, everybody just goes to their local farmer. They butcher the cow and do it right there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We don't have a deficit of meat. We don't have a deficit of anything. Actually, people have been working here. Their house has been going up all through this episode. We have the workers. They love their own businesses. They have small businesses. We have big businesses.
So the answer is just ignore the hysteria, ignore the fear, like Roosevelt said.
Correct. And go into the highest potential, which means our government, our ability to do business. And do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at ForStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. We have Dr. Nick Baggage, always informative, who's going to be host of the fourth hour. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer takes over after that. And I've got a lot to say. I'll probably do a special report this Saturday. I'll be here Sundays like I always am, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday transmission. Here are the headlines. Trump tightens grip on coronavirus information as he pushes to restart the economy. Trump administration buries detailed CDC advice on reopening, stops listening to these WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates minions. So, yes, if we restart now, we can get things going again. And, yes, they obviously hyped this up to try to hurt the economy and hurt Trump's reelection. The Democrats have come out and bragged about it. 200 Hollywood stars signed a letter. Robert De Niro, Hanoi, Jane, the usual suspects, Madonna, all these has-beens that, oh, it's for the earth. Don't turn the economy back on. And I know, Dr. Pacini, you focus on America. But the third world, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. The UN's numbers are 135 million are now going on to starvation, 30 million currently starving to death. I look up those numbers. People think that sounds insane. No, that's the type of numbers I think are real. Usually, what, 10 million starve to death a year? They're saying it could be way above that. And the very UN hyping the end of the world with this virus is also hyping, give us billions to feed the third world. They just starved to death. And I sit there and I watch this, and we see how they used it. It came out that Chinese intelligence was, you know, using this to try to create fear here to kill our economy. It's very obvious what's been done with the deep state working in concert with others. I mean, it's a serious crime. Can you speak to the other agendas out there, the eugenics, the depopulation agenda, State Department Memorandum 200, you know, things that have been pushed about depopulating the third world? Because we can argue all day, maybe there's too many people in some places, but who's really going to pull the trigger and starve these folks to death? I don't want my name on that.
I don't think anybody's going to pull any trigger, with all due respect. The third world is an issue that has to deal with itself, because Europe has investments. The British have it. The French still are in Africa. The British are still there. There are all kinds of interests that they have in the third world. We're not as interested. We have, what Trump has done is to reconfigure us to basically deal with Canada and Mexico and the United States. He's minimized the amount of interactions that we need in the third world. And quite frankly, Venezuela, Argentina, and all those other countries are not as relevant. I'm not going to be, at this point, I can't address the issue of millions of people dying. I don't believe that's going to happen. I think all kinds of numbers have been made up in order to create a narrative that really isn't there, particularly the narrative on coronavirus, how many deaths there were and what it affects. It's absolute nonsense. The coronavirus has been around since 1970s. We've mapped this out repeatedly. It just means corona means a spike. And as I said, we have higher problems with other issues. The real problem now is to refocus what we do into the economy and into beginning to understand what we don't need and getting rid of all the bureaucracy in Washington. I don't need 75,000 people in the State Department. I don't need 16 intelligence bureaus in the United States. That's costing me money and lives because they're not as effective as I would want. I do not need a 2.2 million standing army when I have cyber command and cyber control and I'm not recruiting the best.
I was about to say, why is the current Marine Corps leader trying to invest in future amphibious landing assaults when, if anybody knew, you would just have, you know, a aircraft or a ship deliver 100 drones? I mean, it's ridiculous. Everybody admits everything's going to robot warfare, humans leading robots. But, I mean, what the hell is the Marine Corps doing?
They're irrelevant. And again, what we're getting at, Alex, and I'm trying to press that point, the House of Representatives have become irrelevant. Our military standing army and the Marines in particular are irrelevant. Why is Trump doing exactly what he's doing? And I supported it from the beginning. He's pulling troops out of Afghanistan. If I had to listen to my idiotic generals who went into Afghanistan and couldn't rationalize why they were there, 18 years later, thanks to Zalmay Khalilzad, who brought us in and let him do the agreement, we're pulling them out. We don't need these troops around the world. I do not need the Marines. I do not need a floating Navy per se.
Why do the globalists hate Trump so much? Because they just can't just siphon off constantly and screw the economy and the people and freedom just so they can. I mean, why do the globalists hate America so much? Why do they have the left has a real true ethos of hating freedom? What's wrong with these people?
Because they never really serve. When did Bill Gates ever serve our country other than his own narcissism? And he said, oh, I developed Microsoft. No, your father gave you over $1 million 35 years ago. You were a spoiled brat. You're still a spoiled brat. You're not very bright. You're an idiot savant who likes to go around and make believe that you're going to say something, but it has no relevance to the real world. Then you have WHO, totally worthless, useless. When I came out of the State Department, they tried to recruit me as one of their senior officials. I said, you don't do anything. So what I'm getting at now, Alex, is it's time for these institutions to be denigrated financially and politically. We do not
And you've
need
been saying
it.
That, and people say, oh, Barr's hurt the FBI. No, he's helped the FBI by shutting down a fraudulent operation, and that's what they need to do is say no to these political persecutions. How do they get such arrogance that they thought they'd overthrow a president and overthrow a war hero general who'd done nothing wrong? What's their problem?
Their problem is that nobody's ever bitch slapped them, Alex. It's like a spoiled kid. One of the reasons I would always be brought into an administration was to bitch slap anybody who was out of control, to fire them summarily, and to say, I want the people that I need. You don't need the FBI. Totally useless organization. Barr knows that. Anybody who's worked with them knows that. Barr knows very well where he comes from and what the CIA can and cannot do. Barr understands he's going to have to clean out the Justice Department.
But let's be honest, the CIA's been a bunch of factions. There's been globalists at the top of the CIA. Are you saying?
I'm saying to you, I don't need 16 intelligence units. We're in a new world. What I need is the young kids coming out of these college, these what we call community colleges, who are experts on the computer. They're brilliant. They want to be computer.
So what is the future of warfare? Is it cyber and space?
Yes, it's cyber and space, my friend. Those two elements, and that's what we're preparing for. So Trump gave you a space warfare capacity. I know kids who are now going to the Air Force Academy. They're designated to go to space. And they're the other ones.
Oh, by the way, we didn't play that out a few days ago. Guys, cue that up for next segment where they say we're looking for people that are ready to go off-world. That's what I like, is hearing about a human component in space instead of it all being a robot component like Elon Musk keeps talking about. Oh, humans are over. Human language is over. No, we need to build a world for humans by humans.
You got to understand where Elon Musk is for. I invested in South Africa as he has invested in America. He's an Afrikaans. And Afrikaans comes out of 300 years of Dutch reformist history in South Africa. He comes to the United States. He thinks he's smarter. He's better. He's good at certain things, and he's terrible in the other ones. I know he's at NASA. I know he's doing a space center. So is Bezos. But the point of fact is that Elon Musk garners too much attention.
Well, I'm not even trying to attack him. I like him saying open the country up. He just says we're all getting brain chips and human language is about to be over. He says we'll all be cyborgs in 10 years. Baloney.
That's baloney. Elon Musk is dreaming. You know, he wants a science fiction film. The truth of the matter is what you said is correct. Hollywood is under. I've said it for a year.
Well, let's talk about what the collapse of the establishment and then the new the whole new America when we come back. I'm going to play a few minutes of Bill Gates that you talked about when we come back, literally becoming excited when he talks about financial collapse and the economy never coming back. Why the hell does that make him look like he's having an orgasm? We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars, InfoWars, InfoWars.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Shambles for a long time. They're being really hard on the people. Looks like he's having an orgasm.
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
Let's watch that video one more time where Bill Gates becomes visibly joyful, excited, almost having an orgasm when Fareed Zakaria, the other fellow globalist, the Bilderberg Group, on CNN talks about how horrible the economy is and how we better get used to it.
Is this going to take a long time to recover? It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
In the video, Gates gets more excited.
Stop there. And by the way, we're putting a whole film together with this right now, a short documentary. Where when he talks about aborting children, depopulating people, reducing our, he always gets excited. When he talks about freedom or success, he gets very, very upset. So I've studied him and his mother on the IBM board, his father involved in a bunch of secret stuff, Cold Springs Harbor, headed up Planned Parenthood. And when you pull back from the whole thing and you know about IBM and how Thomas Watson got the highest award from Hitler and how he put his money into a trust to carry out race hygiene, and then how Bill and Melinda Gates head up these big foundations, a lot of which put their money in, you know, to carry out the whole race hygiene thing. I mean, really, Bill Gates is like a form of baby Hitler. And since when did he get the keys to the planet, the keys to the city? Since when did we wake up and Bill Gates is all over TV telling us how we're supposed to operate and telling us that President Trump is wrong and that communist China is good, Dr. Steve Pachinik?
Well, there always will be what I call the idiot savants. I mean, you've got Sicarius, you've got Bill Gates, you've got De Niro, all of whom have the same background, spoiled, entitled. They were told they're special. De Niro went to a nice little red school in Greenwich Village. Gates was never really very bright. He was just what we call an idiot savant who knew how to do a computer. And the rest are not relevant. What happens is, and no offense to you, by giving them amount of attention that you're doing, you're feeding into their narcissism. Remember, I left the CFR. I left all of this junk because it's not relevant. Not only did I leave it because they're not relevant, they were dying and they're dead. And what happens is the alternative media, guys like you and me, we get listed by the Journal Marshall Fund as one of the top 10 fake news. So I want to congratulate you, Alex. You were just listed at the top 10 as a fake news by the German Marshall Fund, which is ridiculous to begin with. So the economy is changing very fast. You got Mnuchin, who did a brilliant job of getting the cash flows out. Right now, I had a good story. One of my cabinet makers just got his backup funding from the government, from Trump. The dentist friend got a backup funding from Trump. It works. These guys who you're talking about, they don't work. They don't do anything. They're not even relevant to the storyline of America. So by giving them that attention, as opposed to Alex saying, this is where I come from, this is what I did, here's a man who stands out, and this is what it took to build a business, that's where we should be going. And by the way, we're going to have jobs plenty. And now we're going to open up the state. DeSantis did a great job. He curved north. Miami, Dade County, Broward, and you let the rest of the state go into business, and that's what we're doing. We can't stop this. The Bill Gates, all of those nonsensical things that are occurring are just a false flag for you to be spending time on. The real issue is, where do we go from here? And where we go from here are the businesses that have to come back up.
Sure, but Dr. Pachinik, if we don't expose who's behind the forced inoculation plan and the medical ID cards to travel and the whole agenda and how they lied about the numbers, how they faked hospital visits, how they're stealing money, they will still be in power and we'll try to lock the election down and we'll keep attacking.
Let me put it this way. I'm not arguing with you on that, but let me put it this way. When did a president of the United States say the following? I never respected or I particularly cared for what Obama did. He destroyed our economy. I don't care what Bush Jr. has to say. He was a disaster in foreign policy. Bill Clinton was a disaster as a president. Which president of the United States correctly identified?
No, you're right. So describe to me with all your contacts. We're our own citizens just reading and researching. We're just as important as anybody in the FBI or the CIA or the Defense Intelligence Agency or anywhere. But who is Trump then and why is he wrecking them? Because all these people are sure he's with some faction. I know I'm not with a faction. I'm with a faction of success and wanting to be free. And I believe Trump is in that same faction. That's just we the people.
That's exactly it. But there is one element that's very important. I am a refugee who served my country. Trump, in a way, is a refugee who's serving his country. His father was from Germany and his mother was from Scotland. Both had a major influence on his work ethic and his ability to take calculated risks and build assets. Not theories, not processing government. He couldn't care less. He built hotels, condominiums, golf courses. Those are hard assets. Guys like me grew up with that, and we were thankful that they were the businessmen.
But explain that most people going to Harvard and MIT and all the places you went, they get into the process of the cult they're in and milking numbers off the top and they're what my buddy calls aliens. Not like they're from space, but these multi-generational rich people don't know how to wipe their ass.
No, you're absolutely right, Alex. I have no love for Harvard. I spent 3 years in psychiatry, and I didn't even know what I learned. I got the 2 top awards, and I said, you're a waste of time, and you're going down. They went down 4 years later. MIT was formidable because it was filled with guys.
Kyle, you were on here 15 years ago saying Harvard will soon be a joke, and the East is going to collapse. Now everyone I know goes, oh, Harvard's a joke. Harvard's a joke. Since when did they just, everyone suddenly knows they're a joke?
Because the universities aren't relevant anymore, my friend. Because of you and others, the alternative media and the internet, that 1 and 0 was so important that we're knocking out going to Harvard. How much? 40,000-50,000 a year? Or you want to go to the University of Florida in Gainesville? Oh, that's 30,000 a year. Every university now, including Stanford, Harvard, Yale, and all of them, are scared because they know that the buildings are not worth anything, that online education has become the premier entity in terms of the narrative. So,
and so all their wannabe emperor's new clothes, elitism, it's Hollywood, all of it. Everyone I know hates Hollywood. No, everyone I know is just sick of celebrity. It's all gone. It's all evaporated.
It's gone. I'm watching Turkish films. I'm watching Spanish films. I'm watching Muslim films. American films are gone. It's finished. The William Morris Agency is finished.
As soon as they sold out to China and gave up their soul, it's just all gone.
But it's not only China. They were in the process of denigrating and being self-destructive. It's like an entity. Their time had come, my friend. Our time has not come.
Well, exactly. How does Robert De Niro and Madonna and all them come out and say, we love the collapse, it's wonderful, and you should all be poor while they're all filthy rich? It's like it.
Didn't I say something about Italians? Robert De Niro, Madonna, both Italians who are not very bright, who have that fascist instinct. De Niro always thought he was a tough guy, but he only paid tough guys. And in fact,
but did you see whenever his car doesn't pick him up, he starts crying?
Well, but that's my point. Underneath, there was nothing. The same thing with Fauci. If you didn't give him $400,000 a year, he couldn't develop his own company. Think of that. We're giving him $400,000 a year for 30 years and his 28 companies. Some of them went well, some of them didn't. You built a company. You built a whole system. Now, we're going to be in the forefront because that's where the alternative media, the New York Times, gone, Washington Post, gone, Wall Street Journal, gone. What else? We're not the alternative media. We are the media. That's what people
and
are
they think look. Getting us off the air will make them pertinent again. No, they're done.
Oh. It made you more powerful. You were brilliant. What did you do? You go off the air. What did you do? Because paradoxically, you did exactly the way I think. You called it the banned video. Which TV station wants to say I'm the banned TV station? None of them. You did more business now than you've done 20 years ago, I suspect. I don't even have to ask you. But that's the paradox of success and entrepreneurship. That's America. You're part of it.
It's our listeners. It's the people that are hungry for freedom that do it. StevePaczynik.com. They can find your books, your essays, your amazing videos. Find Steve Pachinik there without the Alex Jones jumping in at StevePachinik.com. Thank you, Doc, for the time.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Well, he's been an optimist the whole time with this coronavirus, and I think in the end he's been proven right. We had a lot of voices on that had different views, and we had a big discussion. That's what a real college is supposed to be, is a bunch of different voices, and you decide what you think's right. And you try things, cause and effect. It's science. And now we know he was right yet again. I hope he's right that we can turn the economy on, because if we don't, we are screwed, blued, and tattooed. Hour number 4, straight ahead. I've got more to say and more breaking news. And then Dr. Nick Baggage.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.